With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I do certain interviews about once a year with people that do great work here in this city. And I look forward to this one more than any other. Leslie Broeker is in for Broadway series, Broadway in Louisville. And I just love what you do for our city.
Well, and I look forward to doing interviews, and I do a bunch of them.
Yes, you do.
But I always know I don't get to see you like I used to, and so I'm always looking forward to today. When Matt said, you're going to HAS,
and I was like, yay!
That's exactly.
I love you so much, and I love seeing you.
Well, we've had a long, long run.
You have a great joy of life. It's all, you know, an energy that comes from. I know your mom and dad. I know where it comes from.
Sure. Well, when you're gifted with a career like I've been so fortunate to be able to work in the Broadway field, something that gives you goosebumps.
You bet. Kind of
amazing, right?
Yeah. We're fans. Mary and I go. We love the series. And I saw your announcement about the new one that's coming out. But first, let me sidestep for a minute. You said we've known each other a long time or whatever, and it's because you and I also bond over U of L basketball.
Indeed, we do.
We've been in the arena before. We're looking at each other like, what is happening?
That's right. What's with our cards? Come on, cards.
So all that's going to turn. That ship is going to turn.
I know it will. I know it will. I have my tickets.
Yeah. You know, you have that positive attitude. It's going to turn. It's just like this year. It's just like, what?
We've ridden this roller coaster before. And I can remember 2013 when it was, you know, the year of the card. So,
right.
So I know that's coming. I'm not worried.
I'm excited about what happens, you know, down the road. But it's just like this March Madness is here, and you just feel like you're not watching the parade much.
It does feel that way, but our women's team is amazing.
That's good.
And I love the coach, and I think we'll make a nice deep run, I hope.
Looking forward to Broadway series, too, because you have made an announcement about your new series, and still want to remind people there's some great shows left this year on this current run that I'm looking forward to. You've got Temptations show. It's called Ain't Too Proud, like the song Ain't Too Proud to Beg. Next month, Hades Town is on the way. Tell me about that again.
Hades Town, Tony Award-winning best musical, and it combines two mythological stories. So anybody that's coming, I say go brush up a little bit on your Hades and Persephone and a few others so that when it merges together, you get it because it's such a visual treat that you're in the ears. It's so much senses. It feels like New Orleans, it's steamy, it's sexy, it's really great.
I'm just on your website right now, Broadway, excuse me, is it BroadwayInLouisville.com?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
And it says you can ask for information about these shows, so that's good. That's a good explainer that you just gave, but for folks who want to do that, you can look into that. And then To Kill a Mockingbird, we all know that classic, we read that in school, that'll be here in June. And then you get your little summer away, and then you've got a heck of a new season lined up.
We have five premieres, five shows that have never been here, and then we welcome back Wicked. I had Wicked teed up to come right after pandemic, so it would have launched that season. So Wicked will be here for the first time in 8 years. It celebrates its 20th anniversary, somebody said today. I'm so glad some of the old shows are coming, and it was like a dagger. Good. But
Wicked is the Wizard of Oz witch before Dorothy arrives?
Yes, that's correct. It's all the backstory of how...
The sisters?
Yes, the sister, and how Elphaba, who is the Wicked Witch, becomes the Wicked Witch. So, super cool. It's got a lot of heart. It's funny. The music is terrific. Same guy that wrote the music did Pippin, Godspell. So, he's got quite a repertoire.
Yeah. Well, I know how immensely popular it is, too. And people are, you know, naturally going to flock to that. Can people start ordering, by the way, now, or do they have to, when's it happening?
We'll do season packages through about midsummer, and then Wicked will go on sale because it's October. It'll probably be June or July. We have 3 weeks of it, so
I got you.
As opposed to our typical one-week run.
But if you go for season tickets, obviously you're covered, and you can do that now?
Absolutely.
Says review renewal invoice. Oh, so mine's right there. I see right away. Okay.
We got you.
All right, good. So Wicked's coming. And then Tina, I saw that. I know who that is.
Right. Well, it's a what I call a bio musical. And you go and you hear the great Tina music, but you hear her story. Her backstory's tough. Most people know that. And then, of course, she rose to be a one-name star. I always think that's a benchmark. But I do think that, Terry, that when you go see these shows that talk like Carole King in Beautiful or Jersey Boys with the Four Seasons, every time you hear the music after that, it's got a little bit extra to it because you've got some depth, you know, a little oomph to it, if you will.
Carole King, friend of the show. She's been on before. Well, her magical work is unbelievable. But Tina Turner's story, you're right, is raw, tough. Those years with Ike Turner.
It's gritty. It's really gritty.
But that she survived that.
To then be meteorically successful and retired now in France, right?
Do we know who's playing Tina in this?
We have multiple Tinas because it's so vocally taxing. We want everybody to have the same show. So we have two Tinas that rotate, and then you add in their backups and understudies. So it was fabulous on Broadway. I don't have the actresses now, but
I would think that wears them out, one performance, and they got to have a day off.
Sure, because the end of it is like a 15-minute shimmy, you know, it's in a full-on concert, so they rotate them so you get the same vocal power.
Let's see, Frozen. I've never heard of this one before.
I know. Disney magic, it's going to be special. It, too, will play a longer than normal run and be here for 2 weeks, and I don't know. It's that show that so many people ask for. I think it delivers in a number of ways. The eye candy is amazing.
We're talking about our Broadway and Louisville series, and it is phenomenal. But this one, Clue, I know the board game Clue, but this one says it's a new comedy. So this is a new stage show?
It is a new stage show. If you loved the movie, you will love this. We have the rights to the music that was in the movie, so that will be the underbed for it. But it's funny. It plays big. We don't get to do plays as often because sometimes the Whitney Hall can swallow a small, intimate, you know, evening at the theater, and there are better venues suited to that. Like Actors is probably better suited, but like Mockingbird that's coming is big. It's wide and it's a big show. Clue is the same way. It will play very large and lots of laughs.
Colonel Plum.
Colonel
Mustard.
Professor Plum.
Professor Plum.
That's
in the library with the pipe.
That's it. You have nailed it.
And six happens to be Six Wives.
So this is maybe a lot of folks will say this is the biggest show that we've got. It's sold out on Broadway every night. This is the retelling or the girl's side of the Six Wives of Henry VIII. It's 80 minutes, no intermission, really mod hip, sparkly costumes. It's a girl band on stage. They play very forward to the audience, high energy. And they kind of tell you how it is to be beheaded. You know, they go, it's interesting because I think it was beheaded, divorced, died, and then beheaded, divorced, live. That's the order. So you're going to get all of that. And they're in a bit of a battle over, I don't know, who had it worse or who had it best. And each tells their story. And some of the queens kind of mimic pop stars of today.
Awesome.
So you might be able to, the music is all original, but you might be able to pick up on someone there.
I love the premise. That's hilarious.
It's Hamilton did it. I mean, and now you'll learn. But I think all of these stories that are history that is picked up and then augmented to modern helps you learn. I promise you more people know more about Alexander Hamilton having seen the show, right?
I loved that show and just did not appreciate it fully, even hearing about it as much as I had until I saw it.
Right. It's the depth of it. It that's such a multi-layered, it's an onion show. I call that an onion show.
That's right. Peeling them back.
That's right.
And then we can't say it three times in a row, but we can say it twice.
Indeed. Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice. Don't say the third one!
Is, you know, the tech effects, the magic. It just closed on Broadway a couple of months ago. It had a great long run. It closed after COVID or during COVID and then reopened. It was strong enough. So it has, when we survey, it always comes in as one of the top choices.
Well, I love what you've got lined up for the 23-24 season, Broadway in Louisville. It's BroadwayInLouisville.com. You go there and get subscriptions. And as Leslie mentioned, or wait for single buys, but that's for a open window a month or two ahead of
a couple of months. We'll get them all up on sale before Christmas. But season tickets, the flexibility, it's easy.
I'm so glad that we've toughed our way through this pandemic and people are back sitting next to each other and laughing and crying together.
Well, and the houses are packed. You know, business. Annie was here a few weeks ago and set the tour record. Louisville set the tour record.
That's so great.
3 years running, yeah. So we're a great theater town. We appreciate the support. And it's great audiences. When we teched Jagged Little Pill earlier in the summer, when they came off stage, they fed so much on how the audience reacted. It was like people ping pong balls back. It was stand aside because they were so enthusiastic and excited.
I love it. Our city, you know, matters on that journey of all these shows. They see everybody, they go everywhere, and so I'm glad this is a highlight stop.
It absolutely is.
Leslie Broeker, love to Mom and Dad, by the way.
Love you back. I'll pass it off. Send them a little note in Tahiti.
Every time when I run into your dad somewhere, he's like, oh, just got back from and leaving tomorrow for.
Right. You know, no grass is grown under his feet, as they say.
Great to see you again. BroadwayInLouisville.com is the website. Go see these shows. Be a part of this. This is magical every time on stage. Back in a few on News Radio 840 WHAS.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.